Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com, and today I'm going to talk to you about how to properly use the apostrophe. The apostrophe may be the most abused punctuation mark in the English language. A quick glance of street signs, advertisement, and store marquees will demonstrate that almost no one seems to know how to use this little punctuation mark properly. Proper apostrophe use. The apostrophe has two, and only two, uses: to show possession, and to indicate the omission of letters or numbers. To further illustrate this point, let us examine some of the rules that dictate when apostrophes should be used and where they should be placed in a word. Common rules for apostrophe use. Possessive common nouns are common nouns or pronouns that own other nouns. Apostrophes are used to indicate this possession in the following ways. If the noun does not end in s, in most cases this would mean it was singular, add apostrophe s. If a noun is singular and ends with s, add apostrophe s. If a noun is plural and ends in s, add only an apostrophe. Some words or phrases are awkward to pronounce when an apostrophe is added. For example, the phrase geese's precise formation. The author always has the option of rewriting the sentence to avoid this problem. So they could say, the precise formation of the geese. If multiple nouns jointly own another noun, use an apostrophe only on the final noun listed. In this sentence, one car belongs to both the man and the woman. The man and woman's car was badly damaged. In this example, the apostrophe is located in woman's, W-O-M-A-N, apostrophe S. If multiple nouns each possess another noun individually, each noun should have an apostrophe. In this sentence, there are two separate motivations, each owned by a different person. The student's and the teacher's motivations were in conflict. In this example, both student and teacher has an apostrophe S at the end. If a compound noun owns another noun, add an apostrophe only to the last element. If an indefinite pronoun owns a noun, add apostrophe S. For example, someone's car is parked in the loading zone. Someone would end with an apostrophe S. Proper nouns and apostrophes. Possessive proper nouns are the capitalized names of specific persons, places, or things. We recommend the same rules for apostrophe use on proper nouns as you would on common nouns. For example, if the name does not end in S, add apostrophe S. So Sally would become Sally's with an apostrophe S. If the name ends in an S and the pronunciation is not terribly awkward, add apostrophe S. There are a few exceptions to this rule, of course. One common deviation is when only an apostrophe is added to proper nouns that end with S. Contractions should not confuse ESL writers. Contractions are shortened versions of words or phrases, typically limited to casual speech or writing. Avoid the use of contractions in formal and professional writing. When writing a contraction, remember that an apostrophe marks the place where letters have been omitted. For example, do not becomes don't, D-O-N apostrophe T. I am becomes I'm, I apostrophe M. An apostrophe is also used to indicate the omission of the first two digits of a year or years. So 1998 would become apostrophe 98. And the 1920s would become apostrophe 20s. When not to use an apostrophe. The most common apostrophe error is the addition of an apostrophe where one is not needed. We have found a few apostrophes in some strange places. The following are some of the most frequently made errors. Do not use an apostrophe in the possessive pronouns whose, ours, yours, his, hers, its, or theirs. Do not use an apostrophe in nouns that are plural but not possessive, such as CDs, 1000s, or 1960s. Do not use an apostrophe in any verbs. Apostrophes sometimes show up in verbs that end in S. Some apostrophe mistakes involve the confusion of two words that sound the same but have a different meaning. The confusion of its, I-T-S, and its, I-T apostrophe S. Its, I-T-S, is a possessive pronoun, while its, I-T apostrophe S, is a contraction of it is. Confusion of your, y-o-u-r, and your, y-o-u apostrophe r-e. Your, y-o-u-r, is a possessive pronoun. Well, your, y-o-u-r-e, is a contraction of you are. Confusion of whose, w-h-o-s-e, and whose, w-h-o apostrophe s. Whose, w-h-o-s-e, is a possessive pronoun. Well, whose, w-h-o apostrophe s, is a contraction of who is. When in doubt over whether to use an apostrophe, think about the word's meaning. Does this noun own something? Are two separate words being combined into one contraction? If you are still having trouble with apostrophes, send your document to our English grammar check. One of our English editors will ensure your punctuation is perfect. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.